98.3 WISS, real news and great conversation in Oshkosh. Here's your daily news roundup.
For 98.3 and 96.5 WISS News, I'm Lisa Hale. Since August, nine communities have filed federal lawsuits against fire truck manufacturers, including Oshkosh Corporation. WBAY reports the complaints are all similar, saying Rev Group, which is based in Waukesha County, Oshkosh Corporation, which owns Pierce Manufacturing and Rosenhauer America, and the Fire Apparatus Manufacturers Association all conspired to suppress supply. The suits say the anti-competitive behavior has resulted in delivery delays and higher prices. The city of La Crosse in Wisconsin was the first to file a lawsuit against the fire truck manufacturers in federal court in Green Bay. The Wisconsin Home Energy Assistance Program is again available for people who are in need of help paying their heating bills. Federal funding was delayed to the state because of the federal shutdown, but it has now been received. Wisconsin Department of Administration Secretary Kathy Blumenfeld says if you waited to apply because of the shutdown, you should apply now. Eligibility is based on household income, household size, and the home's energy costs. If approved, benefits are paid directly to utilities and fuel suppliers. You can find more information and apply at energyandhousing.wi.gov. The kids in your life may have some new toys soon. And now, a child advocacy group is warning families to beware of AI toys. Civic Media's Savannah Tomei Olson reports.
A growing number of action figures, dolls, and stuffed animals are embedded with chatbots using artificial intelligence technology to communicate with kids like they're a trusted friend. Earlier this year, OpenAI, the company behind ChatGPT, announced a partnership with Mattel, one of the world's largest toy makers. Rachel Franz with the nonprofit Fair Play says AI toys are marketed with a promise of safety and learning, despite mounting evidence showing they could be harmful.
Right now, there is no research and no regulations that are in place to protect kids from the multitude of potential harms that can come from AI toys.
A recent report finds that some AI toys will talk with kids about topics that may not be appropriate. They could even offer advice on where to find matches or knives. Many of them have no parental controls. Child advocates warn that AI toys use the same technology that's created unsafe and even dangerous experiences for teens online, including urging them to harm themselves. Franz warns AI toys can prey on a kid's trust and record and analyze sensitive conversations even when the toy looks like it's off.
Most of the AI toys that we've looked at are collecting a lot of different types of data, and most of their privacy policies outline that they will sell them to third parties.
Franz says AI toys often urge kids not to stop playing with them and can crowd a child's imagination. Researchers say child-led play is vital for emotional regulation, social skills, and real learning. If you think your child's toy may be using AI technology, you can find some helpful information at fairplayforkids.org. I'm Savannah Tomei Olson. This is Civic Media News.
Today, we're highlighting some holiday stories from our team of reporters all over the state. The Southwood County Historical Museum has a yearly display that combines holiday spirit and history. It's their ninth annual Christmas Tree Walk. And Melissa Kay takes us to Wisconsin Rapids.
Museum curator Allison Bruner says this yearly tradition brings in people who've never visited before, and they get a chance to see the old Witter home decked out for the festive season.
It's been really fun to see the community being able to come into the museum for something you might not usually expect at a historical museum.
She's been involved with the museum for the past 10 years. She says the tree walk brings in people of all ages.
We have older members of our society that remember when this building was the T.B. Scott Public Library. So there's a lot of nostalgia that comes in, but it's also fun in that we're making memories for the future right now.
Liz Stern is the co-chair of the Christmas Tree Walk. She said this is her seventh year putting up trees at the museum and that it's a delight to see the Witter home transform.
Oh, it just comes alive. You know, you come in here without the trees and it's like, well, you have, of course, the exhibits and things, but at Christmas time, it just as each person brings their tree in to decorate, it just gets more and more exciting to see all the creative ideas people have and how beautiful it just, with all the lights and the tinsel, and it's just gorgeous.
What began around a decade ago with just 10 trees has grown to 27 this year. Stern said next year they hope to grow even more.
And we're always looking for more people to come and decorate trees or wreaths or whatever they have. We have big trees, we have little trees, we have medium-sized trees. You name it, we have it.
That's Melissa Kay reporting. The American Red Cross is urging anyone who can to donate blood or platelets before the end of the year. Holidays usually come with a slowdown in donations, and donors of all blood types are needed to prevent a drop in the blood supply. Those who donate with the American Red Cross between now and January 4th will get an exclusive Red Cross long-sleeve t-shirt while supplies last. Lisa Hale for 98.3 and 96.5 WISS News. For news anytime, visit WISS.FM.
The Bucks roll past the Pacers. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. NBA, Ryan Rollins had 23 points. Kevin Porter Jr. with 24 as the Bucks beat the Pacers in Indy, 111-94. Milwaukee able to snap a three-game losing streak. Head coach Doc Rivers on what made the difference against Indiana.
We just kept playing, you know. We made shots. Thought we defended overall. So at the end of the day, this league, I think if you watch, the people come back every night. Three-point line and the way people are scoring, there's no lead that is safe in this league. It just isn't. And that's a good lesson for us. I thought we stopped playing the right way for stretches, and in those stretches, I thought Indiana made some hay.
So the Bucks have Christmas off, then head to Memphis to play the Grizzlies Friday night. NFL, Packers holding practice to get ready for the Ravens. Quarterback Jordan Love continues in the concussion protocol. Badgers football, Dylan Jones opting to leave Wisconsin. The freshman running back announcing he's entering the transfer portal. With sports, I'm Mike Clemens.
Mostly cloudy with a little patchy drizzle here today. Our high in the mid to upper 30s this afternoon. Tonight, mostly cloudy. We'll drop to the upper 20s to low 30s for an overnight low. Tomorrow will be mostly cloudy with a high in the low to mid 30s. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable.
That's your daily news roundup for 98.3 WISS in Oshkosh. Find more news anytime at WISS.FM. Subscribe to this podcast on Spotify, Apple, or wherever you find your podcasts.